Romans chapter 10. The end of the law is faith in Christ, which the Jews, refusing to submit to, cannot be justified. Brethren, the will of my heart, indeed, and my prayer to God is for them unto salvation. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, not knowing the justice of God, and seeking to establish their own, have not submitted themselves to the justice of God. Footnote: the justice of God, that is, the justice which God giveth us through Christ. As on the other hand, the Jews' own justice is that which they pretended to by their own strength, or by the observance of the law, without faith in Christ. End of footnote. For the end of the law is Christ, unto justice to every one that believeth. For Moses wrote that the justice which is of the law, the man that shall do it shall live by it. But the justice which is of faith speaketh thus: Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith the Scripture? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. This is the word of faith which we preach. For if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him up from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Footnote: thou shalt be saved. To confess the Lord Jesus and to call upon the name of the Lord, verse 13, is not barely the professing a belief in the person of Christ, but moreover implies a belief of his whole doctrine and an obedience to his law, without which the calling him Lord will save no man. St. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, end of footnote. For with the heart we believe unto justice, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be confounded. For there is no distinction of the Jew and the Greek, for the same is Lord over all, rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Or how shall they believe him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, of them that bring glad tidings of good things. Footnote: unless they be sent. Here is an evident proof against all new teachers who have all usurped to themselves the ministry without any lawful mission, derived by succession from the apostles to whom Christ said, John chapter 20, verse 21, As my Father hath sent me, I also send you. End of footnote. But all do not obey the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Faith then cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound hath gone forth into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the whole world. But I say, hath not Israel known? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by that which is not a nation. By a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is bold and saith, I was found by them that did not seek me. I appeared openly to them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, All the day long have I spread my hands to a people that believeth not and contradicteth me.